Hall was full tonight. It was always more popular with the undergraduates in the colder months. More unusually, the hall was candlelit, which it was now only on very special occasions. Two long, crowded tables stretched off into the glimmering darkness. By candlelight, people's faces were more alive. The hushed sound of their voices, the clink of cutlery and glasses, seemed more exciting. And in the dark recesses of the great hall, all the centuries for which it had existed seemed present at once. High table itself formed a crosspiece at the top, and was raised about a foot above the rest. Since it was a guest night, the table was set on both sides to accommodate the extra numbers, and many diners therefore sat with their backs to the rest of the hall. "So, young Macduff," said the professor once he was seated and flapping his napkin open, "pleasure to see you again, my dear fellow. Glad you could come. No idea what all this is about," he added, peering round the hall in consternation. "All the candles and silver and business, huh? Generally means a special dinner in honour of someone or something no one can remember anything about, except that it means better food for a night." He paused and thought for a moment, and then said, "Seems odd, don't you think, that the quality of the food should vary inversely with the brightness of the lighting? Makes you wonder what culinary heights the kitchen staff could rise to if you confined them to perpetual darkness. Could be worth a try, I think. Got some good vaults in the college that could be turned over to the purpose. I think I showed you round them once. Nice brickwork." All this came as something of relief to his guest. It was the first indication his host had given that he had the faintest recollection of who he was. Professor Urban Chronotis, the Regius Professor of Chronology, or Reg, as he insisted on being called, had a memory that he himself had once compared to the Queen Alexandra Birdwing Butterfly, in that it was colourful, flitted prettily hither and thither, and was now, alas, almost completely extinct. When he had telephoned with the invitation a few days previously, he had seemed extremely keen to see his former pupil, and yet when Richard had arrived this evening, a little on the late side, admittedly, the professor had thrown open the door, apparently in anger, had started in surprise on seeing Richard, demanded to know if he was having emotional problems, reacted in annoyance to being reminded gently that it was now 10 years since he had been Richard's college tutor, and finally agreed that Richard had indeed come for dinner. Whereupon he, the professor, had started talking rapidly and at length about the history of the college architecture, a sure sign that his mind was elsewhere entirely. Reg had never actually taught Richard. He had only been his college tutor, which meant, in short, that he had had charge of his general welfare, told him when the exams were, and not to take drugs, and so on. Indeed, it was not entirely clear if Reg had ever taught anybody at all, and what, if anything, he would have taught them. His professorship was an obscure one, to say the least. And since he dispensed with his lecturing duties by the simple and time-honoured technique of presenting all his potential students with an exhaustive list of books that he knew for a fact had been out of print for 30 years, then flying into a tantrum if they failed to find them, no one had ever discovered the precise nature of his academic discipline.